laws. BA and Ryanair are being checked to see if they offered customer refunds for their cancelled flights. And Andrew Lloyd Webber says he's willing to be arrested if authorities try to stop him reopening his theatres on the 21st of June. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Olivia Mouncer.
Radio Works. Leading ovarian cancer charity Overcome and Ovarian Cancer Action, in collaboration with GSK, have launched a new national campaign, Give Her Time. Victoria Clare, Chief Executive of Overcome, explains.
The campaign is aiming to highlight the need for personal choice and accurate information to be given to those diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We want to see the narrative change from a focus on mortality rates to individualised personal conversations about choice and priorities for those who have been diagnosed.
Mighty Radio. Weather.
Overall, for most areas today, it'll be a fine, warm and dry day. The best of the sunshine will be in the south and the east. There is the odd chance of a shower in the far north too.
The mighty mascot is coming to a street near you soon. For a chance to win a ride for you and five friends in the Mighty Radio limousine, thanks to MD Travel, go to the Mighty Radio website, click on the homepage and download the Mighty Radio mascot. Our mascot has no clothes, and we want you to design him an outfit. Be as creative as you want. The best outfit will be chosen on The Breakfast Show on Monday, the 2nd of August. The mighty mascot is coming to a street near you soon. See all competition details at mightyradio.co.uk. Now.
From the Mighty Studio.
Cassie James. Playing the mighty hits across the Southwark Coast.
Mighty Radio.
Excuse. Might be holding your hand, but I'm holding it loose. Go to talk, then we choke, it's like our necks in a noose. Avoid the obvious, we should be facing the truth. Start to think it could be fizzling now. Kind of shocked because I never really had any doubts. Look into your eyes, imagine life without you. The love kick starts again. Starts again. The love kick starts again. Starts again.
It's the same old you, the same old me. You get bored and I get cold feet. Get high, get wondering eyes. Forget I've never ever had it so sweet. I realize what I've got when I'm out of town. Cause deep down you're my girl in the golden crown. My princess and I don't wanna let you down. No, I don't wanna let you down. Down, 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 down.
You want me to come over, I got an excuse. Might be holding your hand, but I'm holding it loose. Go to talk, then we choke, it's like our necks in a noose. Avoid the obvious, we should be facing the truth. Start to think it could be fizzling now. Kind of shocked because I never really had any doubts. Look into your eyes, imagine life without you. Start to think it could be fizzling now. Kind of shocked because I never really had any doubts. Look into your eyes, imagine life without you. Imagine life without you, without you, without you. And the love kick starts again. Starts again. And the love kick starts again. Starts again. Big starts.
It's the same old you, the same old me. You get bored and I get cold feet. Get high, get wondering eyes. Forget I've never ever had it so sweet. I realize what I've got when I'm out of town. Cause deep down you're my girl in a golden crown. My princess and I don't wanna let you down.
Big starts again. Start to think it could be fizzling now. Kind of shocked because I never really had any doubts. Imagine life without you.
Love kick starts again.
again.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is me, Cassie James, here on Mighty Radio with Wilson Auto Bodies on Shakespeare Street in Southport. How's everybody doing out there? Hope you're all okay. Now, for those of you following my journey, I've now got an appointment through for my first session of the sort of double dose of immunotherapy, and that will be happening on the 15th of June over at the Marina Dalglish Centre in Liverpool. Am I looking forward to it? No, not really, because I don't know how it's going to affect me. So far, touch wood, I've been okay on the treatments that they've been giving me, but this sort of added cocktail of chemicals can knock me sideways, they have said. So I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed and hope that I'm going to be okay. But with all your wonderful support out there, it's just amazing. And as always, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, on with the show, as the saying goes. This morning, I'm going to be talking to Paddy McNeish. She is chair of Southport U3A. You want to know what that's all about? Keep it locked on, because that interview is coming up next.
Radio on your smart speaker. Go to mightyradio.co.uk for more details.
Of time would change me, and I'd be over this by now. Yeah, it's been too long since we got crazy. I'm lucky spinning out. I'm counting down till Friday come. I'm gonna do too much. No, I'm all in my bag, that's clutch. Feeling it, feeling it, feeling it. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, endless weekend on a wave. Yeah.
Mighty Radio.
We don't need, 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 we don't This is Mighty Radio. This is May Cassie James. Now, this morning, I'm talking to Paddy McNeish, Chair of Southport U3A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell me all about this Southport U3A. What is it?
It's a national organisation. It actually was founded in 1973. It didn't touch these shores until 1988 or whatever. And we have the national organisation in Britain has slightly changed its mode of operating. And for Southport, we have an extremely healthy membership of 1,283 members. And we thrive on providing activities for people who are either retired or semi-retired. So there is no age limit, you just have to be retired or semi-retired. And our mission is to provide learning opportunities, for a start, for people of a certain age, our age, although there is no age stipulation, actually. And we have about 80 to 100 activities that people can do. Some of them involve walking, exercise, sports, and it goes from that to learning a new language, book clubs, music, ukuleles, banjoles, for example, art, and various other activities. And for people in particular who live by themselves, and there are a lot of people who do in Southport, or have recently had a bereavement, it's an absolute godsend, because it tempts you into actually coming out of the house and going to one of our general meetings and sitting down and having a cup of coffee and talking to other people. At the moment, of course, we can't do that, but we're looking forward to starting up again perhaps in September. We have a general meeting every Thursday, every Thursday of every month. As far as well-being is concerned, well, for my own part, I live by myself, and I joined U3A for, 3 years ago, and I do a varied amount of activities within it, coach parties, eating, very important, and meeting up with other people. And then, because I was so impressed with what was going on, I started taking the minutes of the committee meetings, and then became a committee member. And learning new skills, or sharing the passion for a new skill with other people, can be very useful to help people regain their confidence and realise, oh yeah, you know, I may be elderly, but I've still got a brain, and good heavens, it still works. This is wonderful. What else? Making new friends, of course, is very important, and we have all sorts of coffee groups and things like that. During COVID, we actually sent our weekly newsletter out, it went out every day to start with, so that we could keep in contact with people. And of course, if you want to see our website, it's just currently being revamped. It will have all the details that you would ever need to know by way of membership and etc. I should add that you get all this for a mere £10 a year subscription.
Well, it sounds absolutely marvellous, and there's lots of things for people to do. Sporting, music, coach parties, eating, very important, and I hope there's lots of cake on the eating. Listen, we're going to be right back and talk some more right after this.
Mighty Mid-Mornings with Wilson Auto Bodies, Shakespeare Street, Southport. For dent removal, paintwork repairs, alloy wheel refurbs. Call Wilson Auto Bodies on 01704 539 606.
Absolutely Flawless have a huge range of laminate, carpet, vinyl, hardwood and artificial grass. Warm grey laminate with 20-year guarantee, only £7.99 a metre. Your herringbone and LVT Carnine specialist. Great prices and great quality. Located at Shakespeare Street, Southport. Mention Mighty Radio and receive 10% discount. Call 0776 088 4461. Visit absolutelyflawless.com or search for Absolutely Flawless on Facebook.
Need a skip? Southport Skip Hire have been providing an affordable, reliable skip hire service to Southport and its surrounding regions for more than 20 years. One of the most respected waste control companies, offering fantastic value on all skip sizes. For the domestic households and commercial businesses, call 01704 228 299. That's Southport Skip Hire, 228 299.
Having a house clearance, garden clearance, site or industrial clearance. From waste disposal to bin collection, Mighty Services cover it all. No job too big or small. Also offering collection, delivery and motorcycle courier services and CCTV installation and repair. Get in touch today. Search for Mighty Services on Facebook or call 07765 733 834. Mighty Services. No job too big or small.
We like to clean them, clean them. We like to clean them, clean them. You like it when we clean them. GB Window Cleaning. We get down on those windows so you don't have to. Need your windows cleaned? Call us today. 07511 56 2530 or email us at gbwindowcleaners@gmail.com. GB Window Cleaning. You like it when we clean them.
I'm Clive from KC Workwear. Come and visit our Birkdale showroom and see our huge range of clothing and sportswear. We can also supply flags, banners, signs, T-shirts, hats, bags and promotional items. All can be printed with your brand or corporate identity. Have you got an event coming up? Do you have a football or other sports team? Whether it's workwear, fashion or sportswear, our in-house print and embroidery facility is ready to service your needs. We can help to create your bespoke item from design to production. Visit our showroom at 231 Liverpool Road, Birkdale, opposite Sandon Road, or just Google KC Workwear for more information.
Mighty Mid-Mornings with Wilson Auto Bodies. Shakespeare Street, Southport. For vehicle detailing and specialists in state-of-the-art ceramic coatings, call Wilson Auto Bodies on 01704 539 606.
Mighty Radio. Mesdames, Messieurs, le disc jockey Zach est de retour. Zach est de retour.
Mighty Massive Hits.
Go.
Mighty Radio.
Mighty Radio, this is me, Cathy James. Now I'm talking to Paddy McNeish. She is chair of Southport U3A. Been having a fabulous conversation about all the things that you do and you're involved in, and all the things that people can get involved in as long as they are semi-retired or retired. There's actually no specific age restriction on this, but you've just got to be semi-retired or retired to be able to join. Now, where can they find the information of how they can join? And I want to know the benefits. So what would you say are the benefits of being involved in your group?
Well, on the first question of where can you find, obviously the first point of access should be the website. But a lot of people don't have access to computers and things like that. So I would suggest that you went into places like the library. We're actually doing a big publicity campaign at the moment. I'm running up and down Lord Street getting the local shopkeepers to put our posters in the window or to put them on their staff notice boards for people who are just working part-time. And I have to say thank you to the shopkeepers of Southport. They've been amazingly cooperative in that sense. And very soon, we hope to be putting our posters in dental practices, hospitals, stores, more stores that we haven't done yet, and, of course, the libraries. If you wanted to go and see some posters now, you could walk into the new library in Birkdale, for example. They are distributing our stuff. So that's the first point of call. Secondly, you asked about the benefits. Well, I'm a fairly sort of extrovert person, but I have to say for years I sort of mouldered along, wondering what on earth I could do. And then, lo and behold, somebody reminded me about U3A. And I couldn't wait to get there quickly enough to see what was on offer. And what is on offer is absolutely fantastic. And you need, I think, at our time of life to join something that makes you get out of the house, makes you exercise your brain, because we all have one. It's just that it might have got a little bit old, and meet new people to boost your confidence and also to delay the effects of mental health and things that loneliness and solitude can have on someone. And you meet a lovely class of person, and we make you feel very welcome. And the idea is that not only do you actually learn something, I mean, I learn something every day, which is astonishing, really. So if I can do it, everybody else can. And make new friends. And it does help. It gives you a reason to be alive, I think. And certainly it did that for me.
I think it's been a very difficult time for many people because we have lived through unprecedented times. And I do, I do a lot with mental health, and I do know that people are very anxious about coming back out into society. So to have something like U3A is absolutely fabulous because it will help people, as you say, with their, confidence, self-esteem, and those terrible feelings of isolation and anxiety can all be addressed. And you know what? We've run out of time. I could actually talk to you all day about this because it's so interesting. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. It's been, an absolute honour, let me tell you.
Thank you very much, Cassie, for calling me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye now.
Indeed. Bye-bye.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so
do the boogie.
It's a sidestep right left to my beat. I like the moon rock with me.
Remind me you got it bad.
Ain't no other that could sweep you up like a rubber. Straight up, I
gotcha.
Making you fall like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm what your heart into too. I got this superstar glow, so ooh.
Do the boogie line.
Get it, let it roll.
the night sky. Got the right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibes. Move like haters. Fresh boy, pull up and we lay low. All the players get moving with the bass low. Got an army right behind us when we say so. Let's go.
Listen online at mightyradio.co.uk.
tuned into Mighty Radio with me, Cassie James, this morning. Now, I've been reading an update that Damien Moore has popped on his page. Now, as many local residents know, he says he has spoken out against the cycle lane scheme which Sefton Council imposed upon the town without consultation. In the mid-2020s, Sefton Council applied to the government's Emergency Active Travel Fund to finance the rollout of cycle lanes across Southport. They then built these lanes across Southport's town centre. And he says, whilst I welcome the availability of greater funding for local authorities to encourage cycling, indeed in many areas of the country cycle lanes are desperately needed. In Southport, cycle lanes are neither necessary nor desired, and he says he is particularly concerned that the council has not consulted with local businesses and residents prior to the new lanes being installed, and he has been inundated with concerns that this scheme is damaging the trade of local businesses at a time when they are desperately trying to rebuild from the COVID-19 pandemic. And Holy Trinity Church have complained that on-street parking was no longer available as a result of the lanes, meaning that elderly and disabled parishioners can no longer park close and parents can no longer drop off or collect their children from school. Now, as if this was not reason enough to oppose the scheme, the new cycle lanes have left a hole in the council's pay and display revenue at a time when council spending is at a record high due to the pandemic. Sefton, as a borough, cannot afford cycle lanes. Now, he's written to Sefton Council and the government expressing his deep concern regarding the restrictions on the road's access and the decrease in revenues both for businesses and the council and lack of consultation. In January 2021, it has been announced that the cycle lanes are due to be expanded into areas of Birkdale and Ainsdale to the south and both Churchtown and Crossans in the north. And Damien Moore is urging all constituents to submit their views to Sefton Council before the 27th of June via a link that you can get if you Google it, and it's the link is yoursefton.gov. If you just Google that, you will come to it and you can have your say in what you think about these cycle lanes.
Mighty mid-mornings with Wilson Auto Bodies, Shakespeare Street, Southport. For vehicle and commercial vehicle repairs, call Wilson Auto Bodies on 01704 539 606.
Mighty Radio.
Rise and shine.
Rise and Shine Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, covering Southport and surrounding areas. Our services include professional carpet, rug and upholstery cleaning, as well as flood extraction, commercial and domestic, fast and effective. Get a free quote. Call 01704 808 074, visit riseandshinesouthport.co.uk or search Rise and Shine on Facebook and Instagram.
Wallpaper Johns, largest selection of wall coverings, ceiling roses and covings in the Northwest. Visit 25 to 27 Forest Road, Southport.
Are you looking for a beautiful modern venue for your next event? Look no further. At Southport Football Club, they have refurbished modern lounges to cater for a variety of events. Direct in the main stand of the Pure Stadium on Hague Avenue. Weddings, christenings, funeral farewells, parties, Christmas parties, business meetings or exhibitions. We can cater for up to 150 people for anything at Southport Football Club. Call 01704 533 422 or email events@southportfc.net.
Right now, new local recruits are joining forces with the CF Global Event Support Team to help us take on another blockbuster summer of events across the UK and beyond. All CF recruiting is still done right here in Southport. Work with us at Royal Ascot, Henley Regatta, Formula One, the Open Golf and many, many more. We still have spaces on board, but they won't last long. If you're interested in joining catering's elite force, then let's talk. Contact us on 01704 535 010 or email on info@cfglobal.co.uk.
Mike Cromwell, painting and decorating contractors, offering internal, external, domestic and commercial. 20 years experience, from painting your lounge to the whole house. Restaurants, shops, pubs, schools, Victorian houses, all types of wallpapering hung. Reliable, friendly and helpful advice at a reasonable price. Call Mike on 01704 550716 or 078 119 88612.
Mighty Mid-Mornings with Wilson Auto Bodies. Shakespeare Street, Southport. For preparation on lease and fleet vehicle returns, call Wilson Auto Bodies on 01704 539 606. Mighty Radio.
Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and find us on Instagram. Search for Mighty Radio.
If I was a better man, would join Bob Wilson from 10 till midnight every Tuesday night for Simply Country. See the full schedule at mightyradio.co.uk. This is Mighty Radio News.
The Community Secretary says cases of coronavirus are clearly rising and that the PM's reviewing a range of data before making a decision about lifting restrictions in England on the 21st. Robert Jenrick added the link between the number of cases and hospitalisations need to be broken.
Well, the Prime Minister is reviewing the data as we speak, literally meeting almost every day with the scientific advisers. We set a five-week period in which to do that between the different stages of the roadmap.
We've been told the failed and damaging traffic light system for international travel needs to be scrapped, otherwise risk losing thousands of jobs. The World Travel and Tourism Council warns that the government needs to ditch the system that's wreaked havoc for consumers and businesses. Police officers should not face trial by social media. That's according to the Home Secretary, who will be speaking later today at a police conference. Priti Patel will be back in court to publish more body cam footage. And Andrew Lloyd Webber says he's determined to open his theatres on the 21st of June, even if it means being arrested. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Olivia Mountser.
Buying solar panels sounded like a good idea, but the reality is they're now costing you money. If you bought your panels in the past 6 years with a loan from Barclays, Shawbrook, Creation or Ocano, and they failed to live up to expectations, then you may have a case for thousands of pounds in compensation. At Solar Claims UK, many clients receive their settlement within 4 weeks. So text SOLAR to 60777.